Are you Nashville? I know everybody is hot tonight. I know everybody's got rock and roll pneumonia. All right. I just always wanted to do that once, and I figured tonight was the appropriate time. Let's get back to it. How many of you men out there are in a relationship right now? I don't know, either you're married or you got a girlfriend or you got a booty call you keep going over to about two nights a week, about 3 o'clock in the morning. That counts. How many of you men have got a woman? How many? All right, 10. Now, this is for posterity. Old tape cat's taping the show, so y'all be honest. How many of you men think that your woman is a bit, bigger now than she was when you met her? How many?
I ain't saying shit.
That's because you've all got her here with you tonight. Y'all some lying bastards. That's okay. It's a problem all over the world. Like Brother Jake on the bass over here. Brother Jake told me one time, he said, Barlin, when you go down the aisle to marry that woman, take a real good look at her when she's coming down in that wedding dress, man. Because that's as good as she's ever going to look. Bam! Before you all start thinking that I'm sexy or something.
What's wrong with being sexist?
Sexist.
Before you start thinking I got a thing about women, how many of you women out there think that your man is bigger now than he was when you met him? So we've only got six women out here that know how to cook. Is that what I'm being?
Come on.
Damn. Well, seriously though, this next song, I want to tell you, before we play this next song, I want to give you some what they call context. I want to give you some what they call perspective. Because I mean to tell you, I get completely disgusted every time I walk into the grocery store and they got those magazines right there at the checkout aisle. And they're telling us about Brad and Jolie and Brad and Jennifer and all that. But at the same time, those magazines are trying to make you think and also trying to make me think that in order for a woman to be beautiful, she's supposed to have a body of about a, 10-year-old anorexic boy. And I'm not really down with that program at all.
Come on!
I mean, if I'm trying to get me some good, I want to get one hand on one cheek of it, and I want to get one hand on the other cheek of it, and I don't want there to be no chance that my fingers can touch in the middle now. And I tell you why, because I was made to move it now. I'm going to work this thing for 2 or 3 hours now, come up for air later. I just went, all right. Well, not a man. I spell M. That's what I'm talking about now. And if I don't want this thing for about 3 hours, if I don't have enough bottom to cushion to make sure my ball sack doesn't drag the sheet, I mean, some chafing is going to occur. So what we're trying to say up here is, we want you to all eat something and grow a nice childbearing body. I mean, that's cool. But just don't let this get completely out of hand, that's all.